7 minutes past 6. Hello. Welcome along to Sports Day. Well, tonight it's a treat. Matthew Lloyd is in the house. Lloydy, to talk about last night's draft, today's rookie draft, etc. All matters football coming up. But let's begin with cricket. Because last Friday, we opened the show talking about the shock revelation of Tim Payne's resignation as captain.
I've been blessed with a wonderful, loving and supportive family, and it breaks my heart to know how much that I've let them down. They've always stood by me, been my most loyal fans, and I'm indebted to them for their support.
It was incredibly emotional, and I think we're all touched by just how deep felt his apology was. 7 days on, though, the saga has exposed cricket's administration yet again, put a wedge between Cricket Australia and Cricket Tasmania, a further wedge between Cricket Australia and the Players Association, exposed the relatively new leaders of the game, CEO Nick Hockley and Chairman Richard Freudenstein, as to be kind, inexperienced in a crisis, ducking for cover and finger-pointing when stoic, strong leadership and a calm hand on the tiller was required in the eye of the storm. It's been a shocking week for cricket on the cusp of the Ashes, which culminated today with two announcements. Another from Tim Payne, who has now officially taken extended leave, but in reality has essentially retired or been forced out of Test cricket. One can only imagine why. Perhaps to clear the air. Perhaps to take the focus away from him and the inept administration and allow the Ashes to get started unencumbered by the presence of Tim Payne and the constant reminder of the administrative folly in its handling. The second announcement, of course, today, though, came from Nick Hockley announcing two new leaders.
In Pat and Steve, we have two exceptional leaders to guide the team into the future. Last week marked a decade since Pat's Test debut, and he's currently ranked number one Test bowler in the world. Steve, who has also been in the side for over 10 years, is one of the very best batters in the world and is renowned for his on-field tactical skills.
Yeah, there's a couple more unknowns about having a bowling captain, and that's why I think from the outset I was absolutely determined if I was captain to have someone like Steve as vice captain next to me.
There'll be some negativity from some people around it. I understand that and I get that. For me, I know that I've grown a great deal over the last 3 or 4 years. I'm a more rounded individual, and in turn, I think it's turned me into a better leader.
Yeah, I won't always get things right. I'm certainly not perfect. There's going to be things that pop up. You know, as long as I can sleep at night, I'm really comfortable with the responsibility of that.
Yes, the game always goes on, and most of the time the administrators go on, but not so for Tim Payne, who now knows the full extent of the price he is paying for his foolish actions in 2017. It's been a very sad demise for a bloke that did so much for cricket in a few short years as captain when it was most needed. To talk about today's cricketing developments, Tom Morris, chief cricket writer for Fox Sports, is not far away from joining us. But to take us right throughout the evening and discuss all the matters of the draft, including his insights into the Australian cricket team, let's welcome the boy from St. Bernard's.